The state called Anthropic. This week, a San Francisco company received $25 billion from Amazon, obtained the exclusive use of the United States National Security Agency, locked out 8 European cybersecurity agencies, overwhelmed open source maintainers with vulnerability reports they had not requested, and began collecting, by silent decree, the documents of 300,000 companies that use Atlassian. Last week it was a company. This week it is something else. Amazon paid its protection money in advance. On Monday, April 20th, Amazon announced up to $25 billion more in Anthropic, on top of the $8 billion already committed. $5 billion arrives immediately. The other $20 billion is tied to commercial milestones, a phrase that on Wall Street means everything and nothing. In exchange, Anthropic has committed to spending $100 billion on AWS over the next 10 years, and to running Claude on more than 1 million Trainium 2 chips that Amazon designed. "Our users tell us Claude is increasingly essential to how they work," said Dario Amade. Essential things, apparently, now have a price tag. The Department of War considers Anthropic a supply chain risk. The National Security Agency, for its part, is already using it. Axios reported on April 19 that the NSA is running Mythos, Anthropic's internal cyber model, at the same time that its parent department has flagged the company as dangerous. The origin of the quarrel? The department wanted Claude to serve all lawful purposes, a category that, in the plain English sense, includes mass domestic surveillance and autonomous weapons. Anthropic refused. 2 days before the Axios report, Amode met in Washington with Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, and with Scott Bessent, the Treasury secretary. No press release followed. What followed, it seems, was an understanding. Meanwhile, in another corner of the map, open source software is being conscripted, without its consent, into Anthropic's quality control department. For weeks, Mythos has flooded the maintainers of volunteer projects with vulnerability reports no one asked for. Daniel Stenberg, the Swedish engineer who maintains Curl, the piece of software that is most likely delivering this web page to the reader's browser, received 181 notifications last year, spread across himself and his 7-person volunteer team. In the first 3 months of 2026, Curl has found and fixed more vulnerabilities than in either of the 2 previous full years. Fewer than 1% of discovered flaws have been patched. Mythos reported, among other things, a 27-year-old bug in OpenBSD. A 27-year-old bug is reassuring. The rest are something else. 8 European agencies do not have access to the model. The United Kingdom does. Politico reported that Anthropic has granted Mythos preview to about 40 organizations, almost all in allied territory. The European Commission is not among them. Germany, the continent's largest economy, is in talks, according to the sources. The British AI Security Institute has already evaluated it. Mythos scored 73% on expert-level capture the flag challenges and solved end-to-end 3 out of 10 simulations of a 32-step corporate network attack. Minister Kanishka Narayan confirmed his government has already taken action based on the findings. What action? He did not say. That part, apparently, is not for every country. Starting August 17th, Atlassian will begin reading the documents of 300,000 companies. The Australian firm announced that on that date, it will begin collecting, by default, the metadata and in-app contents of Jira and Confluence to train its AI products. Free and standard plans are not permitted to disable metadata collection. Retention will run up to 7 years. Separately and adjacent, a Reddit account created 3 days earlier claimed that Anthropic was in advanced talks to buy Atlassian at $150 per share. The account had a single post. Hacker News discussed it at length. No credible outlet has confirmed anything. The interesting part is not the rumor. The interesting part is how many people found it plausible. Anthropic did not set out to become a state. A state collects taxes, signs treaties, issues passports, trains officials, and decides which allies may borrow its secret police. This week, with no vote and no decree, one company did all of those things in 5 business days. It did so, besides, without bothering to change its logo. The 20th century invented the corporate state and put it in the hands of generals. The 21st has invented it again and put it in the hands of programmers. Programmers, at least, are comprehensible when they speak.